Oh, there's no better way to start anything without, you know, having some positivity. There's no better way. You have to start with positivity. And I like to think that's what we're trying to do here every single weekday on Hello Port Harcourt. Yeah, so that's how we start off. And I hope we can continue to do this every single time. I like for this particular station and this particular time on radio to be your go-to place and time to just get some positivity. No matter how serious the conversations will be, we'd like to get you to feel, yeah, all right, it was a good one. Now, speaking of good one, we'll talk about business this morning. And my question is this: what jobs or businesses are you uncomfortable with in your part of River State? It's our office beat inside Rivers. Now, the reason why I'm asking this is, if you've ever had the good pleasure of partying or hanging out at night in Port Harcourt, you would know that in some of these places, particularly when there are events, you know, like say, you know, the Cool FM gang, they're coming to one particular bar or something, or there's an event, a comedy event that you start to see towards the end of the year, and a lot of people are gathered, you know, cars are going to be packed. And people are like, okay, park your car here. See those people, right? I, personally, I have to be honest, a while ago, I was not comfortable with them. Because you want to park your car, there's no valet anywhere, but, and you can clearly see, if you're a decent driver, where you're meant to park your car. So I don't need you to come and tell me, park your car here. Oh God, now we keep the area, now we de protect your car. But it occurred to me a while ago that these people were actually trying to get their, in quote, daily 2K. Now, I saw a tweet, and that tweet, the man asked one of these people who help park cars. He says, Komo, how much do you make a day? And he says, well, on a good day, maybe 2,000-3,000 naira, you know, on a good day. Weekends can get up to 7,000 naira, you know, if I'm lucky. And it got me thinking, this is actually the informal sector. Yes, in the economy, people like me and maybe some of you who have official businesses where people pay tax, where the government knows and regulates, that's the formal sector. The government can readily call, hey, hello, Nigeria Info, that guy, Jude, he hasn't paid his tax. Can you please get him off the microphone? They can do that. But you see, with the informal sector, it's not very easy. And the informal sector, you know, involves people like this guys who park cars, people who wash cars. How many of you been to Lagos recently and seen where your car is in traffic, or they are washing your car for you? Lagos is a totally different ball game. They are washing your car right in traffic. They're washing, they will put the Omo, the detergent, they will scrub it, they will wash your tires. Sometimes you're in traffic for like 1 hour. That time you're in traffic, your car is looking pristine. Those people don't pay direct taxes to the Lagos State government, or indeed the federal government of Nigeria. And it's not just a Nigeria thing, it's everywhere. But in Port Harcourt, right, I sat down and I asked myself, am I really comfortable with this informal sector? There are artisans, people who, like masons, for example, that are not captured, you know, by the federal government, by the state government. They don't pay taxes directly. But it's interesting to know that if, you know, there was a little bit of a tweak to the system, maybe these people will be able to get benefits. The government can adequately provide for them. So, my final bit this morning are those who sell ice cream. Pa-poo, 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 look at me, ice cream. Yeah, these are jobs, these are businesses, right? Like I said, not directly caught or captured by the government. But some people frown at them, like I did. I have to be honest, once again, I am chiding myself. I'm not saying you agree with me, but like I did when you want to park your car for the event, somebody says, hey, now we did the area. In fact, a lot of people I see would frown at these people and treat them like, but some people would be nice, give them 100 naira, 200 naira. They are actually, in some cases, some of them actually stay. If you've ever clubbed in Port Harcourt at GRA, right? GRA Phase 2. Sometimes these people are there till 4 a.m. in the morning. At those particular nightclubs, you just see about three of them, and they have like a group. They know themselves. But it's not just them. The wheelbarrow pushers, for example. You know, the people who tell you, ah, bros, make I help you clean your shoe. For example, mobile shoemakers. No, just don't worry. Anything when you get. I'm not talking about those who carry their. There's some who just go around trying to clean your shoe. These are informal sectors. Some people frown at them. So, this morning, on this Pokey Talk station, I have to ask, what jobs or businesses are you uncomfortable with? I say uncomfortable because sometimes people say some of these jobs or businesses are usually camouflaged for nefarious activities.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Please refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments and do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. Right, numbers to call 0817 923 0007. If you've never ever called the station before and this piques your interest and you have experiences, I'm looking forward to getting to hear from people like you in Port Harcourt, because there are so many businesses and jobs I've probably made mention of, right? And some that I haven't, and you probably know. I need to get to know how you see these jobs, how you see these businesses, and which ones you are not comfortable with. Which one makes you feel, there's something not quite right in this place? At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and X, which is Twitter, by the way. At Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. Now, there are some jobs that are also kind of icky, and I'll make mention of them shortly. But let me get to WhatsApp and read one or two comments here. This one says, hi, Jude, good morning. It's also my birthday. Okay, happy birthday to you. That's Hector. And this one here says, Jude, you are truly a man of the town. So you used to hang out at night. I agree with you. Those people who come out to park their cars and tell you that they want security area, Jude, if not for them, many people's cars would have been stolen. So I always tip them when I can. Thank you very much. That's from... AJ. So AJ tips them when he can. That makes sense. They're not stealing. They're not really begging. And if you ask, that particular job, for example, doesn't need too much of an expertise. You don't need to like go to school to learn how to, you know, say, hey, park your car here. But they, more or less, they act, if I can say so, they act like deterrents or maybe even security guards. Because there have been stories. There used to be this very popular bar where we used to go and have karaoke and chicken wings in GRA. I don't know if it's still there now. You know, there's a story that one night somebody's car got, you know, snatched close to the bar. Not in front of the bar, but close to the bar. Now, the only reason why that happened was the persons who were, in quotes, watching over the car did not stay in that part of the on that part of the road. They went further down. But all the cars in front of that bar, I can't mention the name right now because I don't know if they're still in business, right? Just in front of the bar. Small, cute place. You know, back then in 2012, 2011, we used to just always go out there, have chicken wings, sing. You know, unfortunately, I never got to meet pretty girls there because, we didn't have money, so we didn't used to buy a lot of drinks. But, it was a fun place. They snatched somebody's car a few meters from where, people regularly parked. It's informal. Those guys, whatever they make, they're not going to give it to the state government or whatever directly. But some people were not comfortable with them. In fact, some people felt these people are probably the people who were stealing the vehicles. I don't know. Just saying. All right. Good morning, Jude. Please. All right, I'll answer this question when we come back, because I have a feeling I've seen this type of message before. Stay tuned. We'll have a commercial break coming up right after. We'll have a commercial break coming up shortly, and after that, I get to read more comments. But this particular one has piqued my interest, and I think it's only fair that I address it. Stay tuned.
we take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Welcome back to the show. If you just join us this morning, it's hello Porto Akot, and it's Inside Rivers. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we usually have conversations about, you know, businesses, finances, the economy. And we start off this morning looking at the informal sector of the economy, particularly here in Porto Akot. And I'm asking you, for those of you who live and, you know, probably stay or do business around Porto Akot, what are those jobs or businesses that you're not very comfortable with, you're uncomfortable with in your part of town? Now, the reason why I ask this is because, you know, a lot of people feel that for you to have a certain type of job or regarded as always gainfully employed, we must know exactly what you do, how you do, and I mean, you should be paying taxes. You know that's those are the kind of jobs people want to have. But when we talk about the informal sector, like I made mention of the examples, there are some of these that people don't get to be captured, particularly by the government, and oftentimes people don't get to see them as, in quotes, better job, not be official work, be this. Now, another one I would like to make mention of, similar to those who help park cars at night, are the agberos. You don't like them, right? A lot of you do not like them. And if I'm very honest, you know, looking at the history, it's not being one that people are comfortable with. But there is a group, right, of these agberos, these louts, or, you know, taxi or garage touts that seemingly have been welcomed by all and sundry. And those are the ones who yell out the destinations for you. They go, in fact, they are more or less like marketers for the taxi drivers. You know, they call out your destinations for you. Hey, Rumokoro, enter. These are not the conductors. These are different from the conductors. I know some conductors, particularly along the Ikwerre Road, they do that. But I'm talking about when you get to a junction, when you get to Rumola Junction, when you get to Rumokuta Junction, but usually Rumola Junction, Rumokoro Junction, Choba Junction, and some parts of town. That's old town. Those of you in old Port Harcourt town, you know what I'm talking about. So these guys, they are usually standing, hey, St. John's, one chance, two chance, 150, oh yeah, 150, no get change, driver, no get change, yo, airplane, everything there inside. They are calling out, they draw your attention. Now, it's interesting that many of that particular group, right, they seem to be welcomed by the taxi drivers. And in fact, in some places, some people wouldn't get into a vehicle if they don't see those people. It's almost subconscious these days. But despite their presence, they are still frowned upon by many other people. Some people see them as nuisances. Some people see them as excesses. Some people see them as people who, in quote, don't have proper jobs and they're just loafing around. But follow me on this, please. For every taxi that they load, they get a commission, usually between 20 to 50 naira, you know, depending on the size of the taxi and the distance. Now, let's put a peg. Let's say it's 50 naira. And let's say for a 5-hour period, this person is able to call out, scream his lungs out, all right? And is able to, you know, have about 25 or 30, let's put 30 vehicles, you know, on their way to wherever destination. So 30 vehicles times 5 is about what? What does that give you? Times 50, rather. That's 1,500 in about 3-4 hour period. Now, if he does that, you know, for the better part of maybe 12 hours, 10, 8 or 10 hours, he may make as much as 4,000 to 6,000 a day. He's not smashing windows. He's not telling you, give me community money. No, he's just saying, let me load your vehicle and you give me money. That's it. Informal sector. Start changing how you see things now. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Pod Hackett. 92.3, Nigeria United. Let's talk.
Now, I made mention that there was a message that I was going to address because, you know, I like to be corrected. You know, there's no room, you know, for, you know, complacency, particularly where we are, you know, and we like to always, you know, take into cognizance that we don't know it all and we can improve. But this is a very interesting message. It says, good morning, Jude. Please, how would this, your topic, help resurrect us from this economic blunder now? Now, I've given an explanation how this works. Maybe as you were listening, maybe you took leave of your senses, or maybe, you know, your faculty wasn't moving at its optimum. Maybe you haven't had breakfast, so you don't understand exactly what we're talking about. But in either case, whatever economic blunder you are in right now, guess what? Even those people are there right now. So it makes it even worse if those people who are in those places that you don't like now don't have anything to do. Don't you think it gets even a more precarious situation? I don't know. But like I said, maybe, you know, your organization abilities are holidays. Brown is speaking to us from GRA. Brown, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Interesting topic indeed. Jude, I have an encounter. In fact, it's an experience. I was in my car observing this scenario I am going to narrate to you. This happened about 3 weeks ago now at NTA Road. I'm sorry, Ada George by Okutin.
Okay, I knew
it's
that
popular junction.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Yes, there is a wet dump. Immediately you pass, you are coming from Ada George by Ajib. You are coming, I think you are coming to location. At that Okutin, there is a wet dump. If you know very well, that is, immediately after Okutin, go from small, there is a wet dump. Jude, that night, I saw something. It was around 7 to 8. This scavengers is another set of people we are having issue in this river state. Scavengers. The way they scatter dirty. Jude, the way these people pieces dirty, and people look down on them. Many people frown on them that this thing they are doing, most especially me particularly, I frown at them. But these guys are making a hell lot of money.
So we're here.
Yes, they are making plenty money from those people are looking at them as house. They are dirty. They are mad people. In fact, they look like mad people. But those people, they are making. In fact, the incident that happened that day that made me to like forbid any person I know doing such a thing. There was a lady that is passing because they were like standing. Anybody that comes around. Even before the person comes to drop the dating, they will rush the person from far away and grab the person's dating. In order, in fact, they are like dragging.
Brown, I have Zion on the line. So you are not comfortable with that type of business.
I wasn't. In fact, what
you weren't.
They didn't grab one woman. The fact that woman was going.
They were fighting. But are you comfortable with them now? Are you comfortable with them now?
I can never be.
Okay, he cannot be. But they are making money. Zion, good morning. The informal sector, a lot of people frown against them. Is there any group that you're not comfortable with?
Jude, good morning to you.
Good morning, Zion.
Now, when person asks you, a boy, where are you? And somebody from nowhere, leave him na Shamu, did that? You go... You go value those people. I'm telling you, maybe you don't. Do you hear what I said?
I heard you loud and clear, and I'm very sure.
No,
those,
I don't think you heard me.
I'm sure those people, I'm sure the people who know what the street forms are will definitely be nodding in agreement.
It is when somebody said, "Leave am na shamo, I know am." Now you go value somebody. No business is useless. None of them. I'm happy people like you are now joining me to build the ninth life again in Port Harcourt. We that walk in the night, we have seen it, we've heard it, I've been involved. in settling issues. My brother Jude, when you not give those guys that, you see that 200 with the, your pigeon, whatever, hold you keep them. No give them. Now when you come back, your motor no did here again. Now go no see those people, they matter a lot.
But Zion, right, well, whilst we're talking about this, there are some, in quotes, groups of this informal sector that are actually, you know, not liked by a lot of people, and they could actually be doing a lot of wrong. For example,
hold on.
We know that those who will greet you, Chemo, you know, whether you who goes there, you know, we know that some of those people, you know, they're just on the streets. They're just trying to do, you know, what is fair by them. But let me bring to you and indeed to the knowledge of every other person, the another informal sector is those people who are loan sharks. Those people who know how to do loan business, they're not recognized by the government. They don't have official offices. They don't have licenses. But you know, on this our street, if you go meet Mama Okoko, she will give you 20,000 when you used to do your business. Right?
Jude.
But
Jude.
Do you know how much they will pay in interest?
My brother, Jude, listen to me. I call you my brother. Like I told you, sometimes, come on from GRU where you stay. Come this side. Who told you that loan shark woman does not know the business she's doing?
Well, she does.
Who told you that the percentage she charge, she's just doing it because she doesn't like you? There are people that are in financial distress. Even in the middle of the night. ATM, they are far from ATM. No POS. The only person available is that guy or that woman selling kai kai with 20,000 that will rescue you.
True.
What do you do? Madam, I will pay you 5,000. Take 5,000, give me the 20,000, which is just protecting 25K. Most of us, and we are so pompous. We are so pompous that we don't respect people.
Let's get to hear from Good News. Good News is in mile three. Good News, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning, my brother. Man.
Good morning, Good News.
Thank you. They say beauty of a woman is in her character. And on the other hand, again, they say beauty of a man is in his money and the pocket. The beauty of a man is not in his face or her character, it's in his pocket. These people you are talking about, they are busy making the currency. And we are here being current.
Nice. Nice. That has to be my message of the day. My comment of the day. They are making currency while a lot of people are just busy being current. Nice. Correct. Nicely said.
See, I saw one of these aboki, according to say, not like this, from the north, but it's the priest of the aboki. Pushing this Ibaro, this one Ibaro, I think it's Kai Kai, on the interest room. And my cousin said, that's kind of a big man. I said, what do you mean? When we called him, he's like a friend of the people, that Napi Aboki, speaks like that, a Aboki man. And I think it's from Kaduna or something like that.
So it's a northerner. Let's just call him a northerner. All right.
This guy studied electronic engineering in the university.
What?
I am telling you, you'll be shocked. As I talk to you, people bought a computer there. He repaired it there.
What?
The computer, some people were thinking it's a serious problem. Some were just Microsoft problem. Some were just mechanical company jobs. He said, to go, make them buy this one. Use your hands, do like this. Everybody just around was looking like this about you. And I said, why you not do this one? Why come the mentor said, there is too much money in this thing he's doing. Then you can't find money, you can't find work. If you're looking for work, you will be carrying five and carrying five. I'm going to work and they'll pay salary. But this one is doing picking things on the Thursday. And there is too much money that he has a wife and children. If you see this guy, in fact, if they tell you that this person knows what he's doing, he says he's lying. And only very deadly. As I talk to you, we are talking that maybe this guy opened his account. assured us because we are very, very close, my respect to my brother. Guess how much was in his account? But ask us, can you guess
anything? I'll say 1,200,000.
You have tried. 30-something million naira.
What?
I am telling you, you'll be shocked. And he said,
good news. You're adding Pepe and Maggie to this. No.
What? The currency, and we are being current.
36 million.
30-something million. 36-something million. And he said that the night that just left, that you know these cartons, they need for the street and other things.
Yes.
But the number of cartons and the devil, and then you sell it, that they make almost 1.2 million on it. Yeah, we are. Let me stop here. My list is this.
Okay. Okay. I am officially shocked. What? WhatsApp messages now, 0809030. We'll get to Facebook shortly, 0809030-6416. 0809030-6416. Good morning, Joe. These informal people could be good or bad, but my experience is this. I went for a wedding reception at a popular hotel, and when I wanted to park in front of the hotel, a young man approached me and started directing me on how to park. I came down, thanked him, and went in for what I came for. But in my usual belief and my instinct, I don't get comfortable with unsolicited niceness, especially at this end. So I decided to come and check my car. On getting to the car, that same man has already opened my bonnet and was almost done removing my battery when I hit him and he fell. Wow. And if I was already bringing out, really? Saying, please forgive me. His wife just gave birth and he's looking for money. Maybe I've been, I might have been to jail if I had killed someone. The man was arrested by the police security at the hotel and the guy was insisting on burning him. Oh dear. Because of such incidents have been occurring for some time. Oh, wanted from Woji. Oh dear. Oh dear. The sad scenario. Taxi vendors are not making that much money, like you rightly said on the program, Jude. But let me tell you, all work, not work. As long as it's legit and it puts food on your table. All right, fair enough. Now, good morning, Jude. I wasn't seeing these people as any good to the society, but I had an encounter with one of them on my street one day. I was going to church one day, and my elder brother, just for us to get to the park and discover that we left our transport money at home. But there was an Agbero guy that I normally see on my street, and I give him 10 naira, 15 naira, 100 naira as I have. He saw us and greeted me, "Chairman, how far?" And told me to enter the taxi that he was loading and told the driver not to take money from both of us. He paid our fare. I was surprised, and from that day, I stopped looking down on them. These guys are making money, and we are here thinking they are begging. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Once again, if you're just joining us, the question I ask is this: what jobs or businesses are you uncomfortable with in your part of Port Harcourt? And we're looking at the informal job sectors in Port Harcourt. You know, from those who push wheelbarrows to those who wash cars. Like I've not seen this happen in Port Harcourt, but I know in Lagos, right, during heavy traffic, people wash cars. It's the most amazing thing. It's the most amazing thing I ever got to see. You are in traffic, right? Sometimes you can be in traffic for maybe 45 minutes, 1 hour. 2-3 guys will just come, bros, when we run out for you, your washer, sharp, 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 sharp. Your car is moving and they are washing your car. Only in Lagos. But some people are not comfortable with them. Now, there are reasons, and some of these reasons are very justifiable. I'm not here to say you should or you shouldn't. But just want to find out from you why you are uncomfortable. If you are, that is. Now, Victor Diakai says, good morning. Those people that push suya in wheelbarrows and sell on the streets, I don't know what kind of meat they're actually selling. That's another thing. Interesting and good there. You see them at parks. I know there are a lot of them at the Choba Park. I've also seen them at My One Park, close to the bridge. you know, when you get off near the rail crossing, the railway crossing, those of you who know my one very well, under the bridge, right, just close to the police station, you see them, they're pushing wheelbarrows, they have, you know, steamy suya. You know, sometimes, I remember when I was much younger, I'd buy from them. But now that I'm reading this, yeah, you ever stop to wonder if it's really beef? You know, what else could they be selling? Do you ever think about that? Okay, all right, thank you very much. Let's get back to WhatsApp messages. Wealth is a mindset, Jude. Just like poverty, that's why some people think you must be doing an office job or dress a certain way to be deemed honorable. It is why some people are shocked when slay queens are caught stealing from shops. If some of you know how much plumbers and electricians earn in the UK, you will be shocked. I often say I'd still have married my husband even if he was a bin man. Beyond his university degrees, he's shrewd, unusually wise, and anything that he touches turns to gold. Such a man can never be poor, even if he tries. Anonymous. All right. Is it the same person that said something about the book? I'm waiting for the book, by the way. I want to read that book. All right. I need a copy of the previous novel that you wrote. I love to read fiction, by the way. All right, good morning. And good morning, Jude. Someone said that this conversation is not going to help us. Here I am learning what people are making and how they are making it without necessarily going into the office and not even online. How are these people making this money? Well, yeah, I'm surprised as well. You know, it's very possible that listener who sent that message, maybe when it comes to listening, you know, he has a unique a talent and ability to allow people talk, but without hearing a word they say. Maybe that's his talent. No, I think it's his superpower. It's probably his superpower. Some of us have powers that a lot of people don't understand. Maybe his is he doesn't understand. Yeah. You know how these things work. Anyway, moving on. This one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. The people who I don't like around my area are those people, like you said, who loan money. Some of them have big houses, but if you hear the things that they would do when you owe them, you will be shocked. Yes, they don't have loan apps, but they give cash, and they always demand cash from you. All right, Precious is on the line, and we'll have messages coming through. But let's get to hear from Precious. Precious is speaking to us from Rumomasi. Precious, good morning to you, and welcome.
Thank you, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, Precious.
Okay. I want to agree with the other caller that was talking about this advocacy on pit cartons and all that. And the plastics. Those guys are the actual ones making the money. They are making the money. You're looking down on them, you know, just laughing on yourself. One of the ones I'm not very comfortable with is those ones that push wheelbarrow at the market.
Why?
I had an experience. it happened to me personally.
Okay.
But I was somewhere trying to get into the bus because it was around my one area before it was rearranged. This lady was screaming and shouting, Where the guy pushed me back. I don't see him. That kind of thing. Because he's in front of you right now, and before you know it, with the rattles of the railway, the guy just disappeared. I shouldn't find out good.
Wow. That's a rarity. Yeah. I usually hear those people, most of them are very dependable. You know, some of them even wait for you 20, 30 minutes for just 100 naira. It's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. There's been an instance where I went to my mom to the market. We had to use the services of one of these people. But, my dear, you had to see the way I was running after the guy. Because I don't want you to go come.
Okay, all right, Precious. Thank you very much for calling. Hope you have a wonderful day and stay safe. Braid is on the line this morning. Braid is speaking to us from Agri Road. Braid, welcome to the program, please.
Yes, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Braid.
Yes. Here in Port Harcourt, sometimes if you are within a bad road, you are driving a road, you will see that there are small boys that will just come with a keg and with a brush before you know, they are wiping your screen, screen for you.
Whoa, really?
Yes, and at the end of the day, maybe you'll give them 100 naira or 50 naira, you have to pay them. I think for me, those boys that are doing those things, also they are also keeping their life at risk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very true. Very true. Yes. Very
so
true.
For me, the government should also check those things. The way that those boys, they can do the job, but not right at the express. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Braid. All right, so we'll quickly wrap up. We have just about a minute and 30 seconds. Wrap up by reading some more comments on the program. All right, good morning, sir. For me, it's the Agberos. They still harass people, and the way they hit the buses, it's so annoying. Pastor Zeri from Port Harcourt. Yes, those ones that will demand all the money from all the bus drivers. They don't usually help them load the buses, though. Those ones are different. Like I said, from those lads or those Agberos, the ones that, you know, will call regularly, direct you, say, come here. Sometimes they even fight amongst themselves. And let me go load. Most of those ones just want to put the passengers in the buses or the taxis and then take their commission. That's it. It's all they do. I'm new to Port Harcourt and I just got a job in an oil firm. Before now, I used to front at people who buy and resell wood pallets and plywood. However, my perspective changed a week ago. We got some shipment from Lebanon made from cedar. Oh, cedar wood is absolutely pristine. Now, after the unpacking and the servicing tools, my supervisor sold the wood to a vendor at 200,000 naira. Right? For Lebanese type of wood. Dude, I was told that reselling this type of wood would be from 250k upwards. Now, I don't think any legit job is useless as long as the person isn't stealing. Stephen, welcome to Port Harcourt. Good to have you join us. Well, Stephen, first thing, before I go, I have to ask you, all right? You said you just got a job in Port Harcourt. Have you, sampled our bole and fish? If you haven't, please send me a message and we'll try and remedy that situation ASAP, all right? Welcome. My name is Jude. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on Hello Port Harcourt.